I think we should be proud and justified in having a big birthday party on July 4th, 1976.
It means a wonderful anniversary that reminds us of our heritage here in America.
Well, it's just a celebration of 200 years. Lots of work and much progress, I think.
I think any country ought to have tradition, history, 200th anniversary. Might as well celebrate it just like your 30th birthday.
It's a good thing. It's a big celebration. It's like a great big birthday. I'm glad it's happening. I'm really excited about it.
I don't see a great orgy of celebration.
The important point about the bicentennial is we're celebrating the American Revolution 200 years ago, the first great modern revolution in recorded history.
It's the future that we're grabbing hold of, and that's what I think the bicentennial, that's what it means personally to me, is celebrating the future, that we've come this far in our nation, and that now we have the whole future ahead of us to go.
I think that we would be convinced that it's a great thing to be an American.
I think we can do a lot to make Americans proud of their country. Learning more about it and feeling that, gee, this is great, and it's part of my country, and I'm an American.
And people like Tom Paine, he was a corset maker. Abigail Adams was a housewife. Ben Franklin was a printer. But they lived in very great times. It called for great people, great leadership, and great actions. And they rose to that occasion, and they were able to change the course of their destiny.
If we can look at ourselves after 200 years and see how far we've gone, then maybe we can rededicate ourselves to making things a little bit better.
I feel like it would be good for our morale to feel like we can rally around something and say to ourselves that we still have something that's good, and just to acknowledge that and recognize it.
It's 200 years. It's almost like a rebirth for the country.